Gmail James Driscoll. Request received. 8 messages. JMIR support Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 8:14 p.m. Reply dash to JMIR support. To James Driscoll. #- Please type your reply above this line --. Your request 36817 has been received and is being reviewed by our support staff. To add additional comments, reply to this email. This email is a service from JMIR Publications. Delivered by Zendesk. 3PP8BO-KM0L. James Driscoll Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 8:23 p.m. To JMIR support. Great Caesar's Ghost. Zendesk down my throat. History takes the dysfunctional documented details on my site. No kidding. http://adam4adam-zendesk.fuckeduphuman.net/. Note. http://fuckedupwoman.net. Had suffered a data loss hack. Help. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021, 8:14 p.m. JMIR support wrote. --- Please type your reply above this line --. Your request 36817 has been received and is being reviewed by our support staff. To add additional comments, reply to this email. This email is a service from JMIR Publications. Delivered by Zendesk. 3PP8BO-KM0L. James Driscoll Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 8:45 p.m. To JMIR support. I must insist no matter who you are and what you do. I must provide external linking to a spoken transcription of this conversation. This narrative of gangstalking ongoing for these many years. I don't believe you. I think you are just a matter of attempted save your face of the embarrassing moment. I claim agnotology hidden interests here. Agnotology is the study of willful acts to spread confusion and deceit, usually to sell a product or win favor. It comes from agnosis, the neoclassical Greek word for ignorance or not knowing, and ontology, the branch of metaphysics which deals with the nature of being. January 6, 2016. Absolutely no one will settle in. To become honestly open. The shithole forevermore cruel. This psychunseen effects are. Collective mental health. Index of /fuckeduphuman.life. Dr. Dr.-Joseph-Pierre/. 2021-07-07213-. The Messenger Chat Conversation Tool. Strictly one way. He can't defend his. Published article on Psychology Today. On gangstalking. JMIR support. Is he a friend of yours? On Wednesday, November 24, 2021, 8:23 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. Great Caesar's Ghost. Zendesk down my throat. History takes the dysfunctional documented details on my site. No kidding. http://adam4adam-zendesk.fuckeduphuman.net/. Note. http://fuckedupwoman.net. Had suffered a data loss hack. Help. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021, 8:14 p.m. JMIR support wrote. --- Please type your reply above this line --. Your request 36817 has been received and is being reviewed by our support staff. To add additional comments, reply to this email. This email is a service from JMIR Publications. Delivered by Zendesk. 3PP8BO-KM0L. James Driscoll Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 9:09 p.m. To JMIR support. 20211124_124601.jpg 20210712_140646.jpg 77-Were-Eyes-Energy-Expression-of-Personnel-Freedom-Personnel-Freedom-Is-Interest-Drained-I-Love-You-I-Love-You-Mama-I-Love-You-Net.png FB_IMG_1024478372.jpg I have had a recent hack upon my files stored on my domains. I also have had a phone hack, the record of the avatar showing on http://twitter.com/mocktapond, my phone was set into the status of a forced firmware update, and it would not connect to the internet. Effectively device disabled. At this point, I have not read your new edition research paper on October 21, 2021 on video assessments, I am just way over, really ready for the great home cloud in the sky. I cannot get my doctor's care to manage its balance of holding. I do not care to continue this outrage. Absolutely no more lies. Musical note mad-world/. 2021-02-17440-. Redirect to YouTube. Serious is a heart attack. If I die in this, those involved are guilty of. The United States Code Title 19, Section 242. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Damn it people, that would include you. Act professionally as needed. I would put me highly relevant to continue this. Conversation. I will have to reach to this resource due to security issues. But all of this is pre-conclusive to hate-filled sponsorship. The statistic is that 40% of the law enforcement staff within the Compton regional officers are part of a police gang. In all that happens, it is exposing itself. I have not yet Researched your origins. My first impression, with all that I have real things experienced. I think this JMIR mental health only is to save face. I have the right to my opinion. Musical note behind dash blue dash I slash. 2021-05-12-1847- I am so fucking tired of people running through deception loops. I am so fucking tired people. I just want to give it all up and go back. To home, in the great sky. Seriously, this conspiracy. Continues. Really. Musical note lean dash on slash. 2019-06-27852- Crystal ball bomb. Screenshot underscore 202111118-220421_Samsung Internet.png. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 8:45 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. I must insist no matter who you are and what you do. I must provide external linking to a spoken transcription of this conversation. This narrative of gangstalking ongoing for these many years. I don't believe you. I think you are just a matter of attempted save your face of the embarrassing moment. I claim agnotology hidden interests here. Agnotology is the study of willful acts to spread confusion and deceit, usually to sell a product or win favor. It comes from agnosis, the neoclassical Greek word for ignorance or not knowing, and ontology, the branch of metaphysics which deals with the nature of being. January 6, 2016. Absolutely no one will settle in. To become honestly open. The shithole forevermore cruel. This psych unseen effects are collective mental health. Index of slash fucked up human dot life. Dr. Dr. Dash Joseph Dash Pierre slash. 2021-07-07213- The Messenger Chat Conversation Tool. Strictly one way. He can't defend his. Published article on Psychology Today. On gangstalking. JMIR, is he a friend of yours? On Wednesday, November 24, 2021, 8:23 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. Great Caesar's ghost. Send desk down my throat. History takes the dysfunctional documented details on my site. No kidding. http://autumn4adam-zendesk.fuckeduphuman.net/. Note. http://fuckedupwoman.net. Had suffered a data loss hack. Help. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021, 8:14 p.m. JMIR support wrote. ../please type your reply above this line ../. Your request 36817 has been received and is being reviewed by our support staff. To add additional comments, reply to this email. This email is a service from JMIR Publications. Delivered by Zendesk. 3PP8VO-KM0L. James Driscoll, Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 9:14 p.m. To JMIR support. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights-The United Nations. James Driscoll, Thursday, November 25, 2021 at 2:15 a.m. To JMIR support. Image.png. Proof item 1. Desert AIDS Project Sulo-Digital Content Manager-Jun 2021-August 2021, she lied. In comparison years later ... skipping many recycled dysfunction cycles time and time and time again. Proof item 2 continued detachment from ability to hold a patient to doctor conversation - conspiracy proven. As interfaced with patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken in November 2021, this is a patient engagement information sharing technology that is installed as a CRT/TV monitor viewable in the doctor's office waiting room. Thus activation upon me, as the patient. I noticed the message come across the screen, and wrote it down on paper. That becomes what is a standard of care quality pressing for the doctor to hold such a promise onto my meeting session. I had brought 2 printouts on paper of the NIH research findings on gangstalking, for which I suggested and requested that she entirely place these into her knowledge as extreme importance to understand the wholeness of the status of my life, - a style not deserving of such a durations that are lockout of a patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken asserted correction. Patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken engagement message, doctor wants to know the whole you. # huge fail. If your JMIR posting research paper PMC 8569537 relates that gangstalking is still not verified as genuine, I offer these examples and there is a lot more. Can and should be analyzed. Persons involved took to hold to a truth-bearing honest investigation with law enforcement, replacement agents from the ongoing exposed trueness of police gangs, activity that is now finally given some notice. Decades these hate motives in law enforcement and the FBI and DOJ, and DHS has all just let it sing a song of dance. A killing machine of police hate infected policy. Image.png. Document details. 50 years of deputy gangs in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. published on January 5, 2021. The Center for Juvenile Law and Policy, CJLP, is a free legal clinic at Loyola Law School that trains law students to holistically represent at-risk youth in delinquency proceedings. Many of the teens whom we represent are gang-involved and have been charged with gang enhancements. They sometimes tell us that the sheriff's deputies who arrested them are gang members themselves. There may be some truth to these claims. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD, has a long history of deputies forming secret subgroups at stations in minority communities. Some of these subgroups have tattoos, hand signals, and rituals that are similar to a criminal street gang. The concern is that these subgroups foster a culture that resists police reforms, such as community policing and constitutional policing, by encouraging and even celebrating aggressive tactics and excessive use of force against minority communities. This report analyzes how LASD, deputy gangs, have negatively impacted policing in Los Angeles. LMU Loyola Law School. Are you with me or are you too running scared or how about really allied with the hate? I now will be logging into Zendesk to manage this ticket, if the same, Zendesk allows adding new contacts points into this conversation. As I would try before, such invitations would be ignored. But if you really are here wiser to know, we acknowledge this truth and proceed with the right and moral thing to do. Do you have questions for me? Can I please have the attention of this Zendesk ticket content? Your meet-the-team page is missing a role. https://www.merpublications.com/meet-the-team. No person is dedicated to peace and reconciliation. Valid image URL. http://merpublications. Director of Operations-Richard Asanto. Information Security Analyst-Francine.fuck.up/human.net/y-haters/ger_underscore_urgent_urgent_sbcount_ys_citizen_demands_a_voice_community_affairs_discussion_forum_discussion_topics_%23stopgangs_23hiv_untreatable.png. Image.png. QR link. https://garco.desk/bbmod9. Please find this as a high need to pass through and invite the named team individuals to find first the barriers that are set up placed and force attacking targeted individuals of gangstalking. We must smash this intentional and artificially suspending wall, dash however that must be imposed onto our society large. Richard DeSanto, Director of Operations. The future of publishing is in the hands of innovators. Forging new, sustainable ways of publishing while ensuring the integrity and accessibility of meaningful content has been the focus of my career to date, and I am excited to be a part of JMIR's innovative ethos with a view to increasing our impact while better serving the needs of the scientific community and the public at large. Francine Port, Information Security Analyst. I'm passionate about ensuring the security of the people, processes and technology involved in knowledge sharing, and excited to be working in the field of science communication. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Leonardo da Vinci. Dash. Technorealism. Meme 4.0, dash last item to be placed up, to upward place these onto the table discussion, can we proceed to figure out what can be done in all of these? The haters must be taken out and learn a lesson that reassigns them priority, to love them in priority, to keep them in priority, to turn their priority first to the truth then priority, into agents of peace. Link valid. http://merpublications. Director of Operations-Richard Asanto. Information Security Analyst-Francine Port. Awesome Chromobone Playroom.School-An Adult Consent Thought and Practices Resource. Chromobone, source African Adinkra-meaning-1 bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed, a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. All contents comply, /technorealism/. Meme 4.02. In this issue of Meme. Technorealism. Over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called, technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the bi-polar visions of cyber-utopianism and neo-Luddism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document which, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to technorealism. David S. Benaham, New York City, March 11, 1998. Principles of Technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. A great misconception of our time is the idea that technologies are completely free of bias, that because they are inanimate artifacts, they don't promote certain kinds of behaviors over others. In truth, technologies come loaded with both intended and unintended social, political, and economic leanings. Every tool provides its users with a particular manner of seeing the world and specific ways of interacting with others. It is important for each of us to consider the biases of various technologies and to seek out those that reflect our values and aspirations. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communications tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. Contrary to some claims, cyberspace is not formally a place or jurisdiction separate from Earth. While governments should respect the rules and customs that have arisen in cyberspace, and should not stifle this new world with inefficient regulation or censorship, it is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. As the representative of the people and the guardian of democratic values, the state has the right and responsibility to help integrate cyberspace and conventional society. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. Competing software firms have little interest in preserving the open standards that are essential to a fully functioning interactive network. Markets encourage innovation, but they do not necessarily ensure the public interest. 4. Information is not knowledge. All around us, information is moving faster and becoming cheaper to acquire, and the benefits are manifest. That said, the proliferation of data is also a serious challenge, requiring new measures of human discipline and skepticism. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. The problems with America's public schools, disparate funding, social promotion, bloated class size, crumbling infrastructure, lack of standards, have almost nothing to do with technology. Consequently, no amount of technology will lead to the educational revolution prophesied by President Clinton and others. The art of teaching cannot be replicated by computers, the net, or by distance learning. These tools can, of course, augment an already high-quality educational experience. But to rely on them as any sort of panacea would be a costly mistake. 6. Information wants to be protected. It's true that cyberspace and other recent developments are challenging our copyright laws and frameworks for protecting intellectual property. The answer, though, is not to scrap existing statutes and principles. Instead, we must update old laws and interpretations so that information receives roughly the same protection it did in the context of old media. The goal is the same: to give authors sufficient control over their work so that they have an incentive to create, while maintaining the right of the public to make fair use of that information. In neither context does information want to be free. Rather, it needs to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves. The public should benefit from their use. The recent digital spectrum giveaway to broadcasters underscores the corrupt and inefficient misuse of public resources in the arena of technology. The citizenry should benefit and profit from the use of public frequencies, and should retain a portion of the spectrum for educational, cultural, and public access uses. We should demand more for private use of public property. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. Signed, in alphabetical order. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 9:14 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights-The United Nations. 3 attachments. Image.png. 258 kelvins. Image.png. 474 kelvins. Image.png. 278 kelvins. James Driscoll, Friday, November 26, 2021 at 5:39 p.m. To JMIR support. CC, Latricia Williams, thisangentcares.com. I am expecting an interface here. I am expecting someone to realize what it is and who I am in all of this and help me provide and build a communication bridge. Will anyone truly respond a response of responsibility? https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=l_npsfezspc and lc=yugikortybbsfppgx1xyn4abig. Comment applied to YouTube video. America-horse with no name plus lyrics. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 0 seconds ago. I have a breakthrough and even though I am in tears trying to get my communications across to every aspect of my life, I am dismissed at every aspect that humans will give no love. This is unimaginable that I can be a targeted individual of gangstalking for more than 16 years and it takes actual society's scientific presence to public research findings in the crossover to be able to get understood. Still, no confirmation that I can maintain a connection bridge. https://www.nabi.nlm.ni/bmc/article/bmc8569537/published online 2021 October 21st. doi 10.2196/30311 PMCID. PMC 8569537 PMID 34673523 Social Semiotics of Gangstalking Evidence Videos on YouTube Multimodal Discourse Analysis of a Novel Persecutory Belief System Monitoring Editor Gunther Eisenbach Reviewed by Shahzad Ashraf Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, Corresponding Author No. 1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, No. 2 and Daniel Hunt, PhD No. 3 Conclusions Our findings provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create a positive ambient affiliation with viewers. Vloggers use multimodal deixis to illustrate the salience of the belief system. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Image. JPEG. A horse with no name. Song by America. Lyrics. On the first part of the journey. I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rings. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz. And the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot, and the ground was dry. But the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert. On a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. 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 After 2 days in the desert sun. My skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun. I was looking at a river bed. And the story it told of a river that flowed. Made me sad to think it was dead. You see I've been through the desert. On a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. 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 After 9 days, I let the horse run free. Cause the desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rings. The ocean is a desert with its life underground. And a perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground. But the humans will give no love. You see I've been through the desert. On a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. 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 Source. Music's Match. Songwriters. Bunnell Dewey. A Horse with No Name Lyrics Copyright Warner/Apple Music LT. On Thursday, November 25, 2021 at 2:15 a.m. James Driscoll wrote. Image.png. Proof Item 1. Sulo-Digital Content Manager-Jun 2021-August 2021, She Lied Lied Lied. In comparison years later equals equals skipping many recycled dysfunction cycles time and time and time again. Proof Item 2 Continued Detachment from Ability to Hold a Patient to Doctor Conversation-Conspiracy Proven. As interfaced with Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients' engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken in November 2021, this is a patient engagement information sharing technology that is installed as a CRT/TV monitor viewable in the doctor's office waiting room. Thus activation upon me, as the patient. I noticed the message come across the screen, and wrote it down on paper. That becomes what is a standard of care quality pressing for the doctor to hold such a promise onto my meeting session. I had brought 2 printouts on paper of the NIH research findings on gangstalking, for which I suggested and requested that she entirely place these into her knowledge as extreme importance to understand the wholeness of the status of my life, dash a style not deserving of such a durations that are lockout of a patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients' engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken asserted correction. Patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients' engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken engagement message, doctor wants to know the whole you. Hashtag huge fail. If you posting research paper relates that gangstalking is still not verified as genuine. These examples and there is a lot more. Can and should be analyzed. Persons involved took to hold to a truth-bearing honest investigation with law enforcement, replacement agents from the ongoing exposed trueness of police gangs, activity that is now finally given some notice. Decades these hate motives in law enforcement and the FBI and DOJ, and DHS has all just let it sing a song of dance. A killing machine of police hate-infected policy. Image.png. Document details. 50 years of deputy gangs in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Published on January 5, 2021. The Center for Juvenile Law and Policy, CJLP, is a free legal clinic at Loyola Law School that trains law students to holistically represent at-risk youth in delinquency proceedings. Many of the teens whom we represent are gang-involved and have been charged with gang enhancements. They sometimes tell us that the sheriff's deputies who arrested them are gang members themselves. There may be some truth to these claims. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD, has a long history of deputies forming secret subgroups at stations in minority communities. Some of these subgroups have tattoos, hand signals, and rituals that are similar to a criminal street gang. The concern is that these subgroups foster a culture that resists police reforms, such as community policing and constitutional policing, by encouraging and even celebrating aggressive tactics and excessive use of force against minority communities. This report analyzes how LASD, deputy gangs, have negatively impacted policing in Los Angeles. LMU Loyola Law School. Are you with me or are you too running scared or how about really allied with the hate? I now will be logging into Zendesk to manage this ticket, if the same, Zendesk allows adding new contacts points into this conversation. As I would try before, such invitations would be ignored. But if you really are here wiser to know, we acknowledge this truth and proceed with the right and moral thing to do. Do you have questions for me? Can I please have the attention of this Zendesk ticket content? Your meet-the-team page is missing a role. https://www.merpublications.com/meet-the-team. No person is dedicated to peace and reconciliation. Valid image URL. http://merpublications. Director of Operations-Richard Asanto. Information Security Analyst-Francine.fuck.up/human.net/y-haters/ger_underscore_underscore urgent_underscore/svcountyyhs_underscore-citizen_underscore demands_underscore a_underscore voice_underscore_communities_underscore affairs_underscore discussion_underscore forum_underscore dash_topics_underscore_percent23stopgangs_underscore-percent23hivuntreatable.png. Image.png. QR link https://garco.des/bbmod9. Please find this as a high need to pass through and invite the named team individuals to find first the barriers that are set up placed and force attacking targeted individuals of gangstalking. We must smash this intentional and artificially suspending wall, dash however that must be imposed onto our society large. Richard DeSanto, Director of Operations. The future of publishing is in the hands of innovators. Forging new, sustainable ways of publishing while ensuring the integrity and accessibility of meaningful content has been the focus of my career to date, and I am excited to be a part of JMIR's innovative ethos with a view to increasing our impact while better serving the needs of the scientific community and the public at large. Francine Port, Information Security Analyst. I'm passionate about ensuring the security of the people, processes and technology involved in knowledge sharing, and excited to be working in the field of science communication. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Leonardo da Vinci. Dash. Technorealism. Meme 4.0, dash last item to be placed up, to upward place these onto the table discussion, can we proceed to figure out what can be done in all of these? The haters must be taken out and learn a lesson that reassigns them priority, to love them in priority, to keep them in priority, to turn their priority first to the truth then priority, into agents of peace. Link valid. http://merpublications. Director of Operations-Richard Asanto. Information Security Analyst-Francine Port. Awesome Chromobone Playroom.School-An Adult Consent Thought and Practices Resource. Chromobone source African Adinkra dash meaning dash one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. All contents comply, / technorealism / meme 4.02. In this issue of meme, technorealism. Over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the bi-polar visions of cyber-utopianism and neo-Luddism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document which, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to technorealism. David S. Benaham, New York City, March 11, 1998. Principles of technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. A great misconception of our time is the idea that technologies are completely free of bias, that because they are inanimate artifacts, they don't promote certain kinds of behaviors over others. In truth, technologies come loaded with both intended and unintended social, political, and economic leanings. Every tool provides its users with a particular manner of seeing the world and specific ways of interacting with others. It is important for each of us to consider the biases of various technologies and to seek out those that reflect our values and aspirations. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communications tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. Contrary to some claims, cyberspace is not formally a place or jurisdiction separate from Earth. While governments should respect the rules and customs that have arisen in cyberspace, and should not stifle this new world with inefficient regulation or censorship, it is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. As the representative of the people and the guardian of democratic values, the state has the right and responsibility to help integrate cyberspace and conventional society. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. Competing software firms have little interest in preserving the open standards that are essential to a fully functioning interactive network. Markets encourage innovation, but they do not necessarily ensure the public interest. 4. Information is not knowledge. All around us, information is moving faster and becoming cheaper to acquire, and the benefits are manifest. That said, the proliferation of data is also a serious challenge, requiring new measures of human discipline and skepticism. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. The problems with America's public schools, disparate funding, social promotion, bloated class size, crumbling infrastructure, lack of standards, have almost nothing to do with technology. Consequently, no amount of technology will lead to the educational revolution prophesied by President Clinton and others. The art of teaching cannot be replicated by computers, the net, or by distance learning. These tools can, of course, augment an already high-quality educational experience. But to rely on them as any sort of panacea would be a costly mistake. 6. Information wants to be protected. It's true that cyberspace and other recent developments are challenging our copyright laws and frameworks for protecting intellectual property. The answer, though, is not to scrap existing statutes and principles. Instead, we must update old laws and interpretations so that information receives roughly the same protection it did in the context of old media. The goal is the same: to give authors sufficient control over their work so that they have an incentive to create, while maintaining the right of the public to make fair use of that information. In neither context does information want to be free. Rather, it needs to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves. The public should benefit from their use. The recent digital spectrum giveaway to broadcasters underscores the corrupt and inefficient misuse of public resources in the arena of technology. The citizenry should benefit and profit from the use of public frequencies, and should retain a portion of the spectrum for educational, cultural, and public access uses. We should demand more for private use of public property. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. Signed, in alphabetical order. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 9:14 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights - The United Nations. James Driscoll, Friday, November 26, 2021 at 6:36 p.m. To JMIR support. CC, Latricia Williams, thisangentcares.com, info.dap. Empatpo-vulnerability.jpg. I refuse to allow all of this to just be swept under the rug and allowed to remain a secret. Desert AIDS Project, your entire Facebook history has been reset. Bull fucked up human shit. https://www.facebook.com/desertaidsproject/about/ref=page_internal. https://www.dafield.org/health-services/behavioral-health/. Access to the care you need. Contact us to discuss pre-authorization, and schedule an intake appointment with one of our therapists. == Hashtag block it for no reason - dissertatesproject-twitterdom.png. The history of my HIV care with Dr. Eric Tomoni Shigeno, a former employee of the Desert AIDS Project, is not presented in this introduction to JMIR support. You may find reference to what happened with my doctor care and why he terminated my care at http://cdc.fuckeduphuman.net-redirect-to-change.org petition to replace CDC-HIV director, Dr. Jonathan Merman. What is in my records of these concerns are absolutely the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Why no one can step forward and have an open and honest discussion with me is beyond reason and goes to the heart of the matter proves conspiracy. Emergency red lights CALD official trusted audited law enforcement authority of peace officers the social contract the social trust wedodo breaking societal collapse.gif. Part of the record data got trashed with the data hack of fuckeduphuman.net recently. This is what happened in my very last HIV doctor clinic session, link broken due to hack of domain. Link has spoken voice text narrative interface. Dash. Text from change. Org petition that is critical to receive by the HIV policy leadership. I have no HIV care doctor and no functional interface to social services as a person living with HIV/AIDS that hate is being held against me and others in the HIV communities as a policy administration with a hate bias internal of the HHS/CDC/Ryan White Care Act funded services and doctor provider care. All involvements of access to care terminated. This is what happened in my very last HIV doctor clinic session. Link has spoken voice text narrative interface. This change.org petition description has a spoken voice text narrative audio file available to link and play at playtime 9 minutes 13 seconds. Alternative direction dash instead of replacing Dr. Merman, we take on a different change paradigm, peace reconciliation absolutions and resolves. Time for something new. All unite for commons messaging and music presentation. Playtime 34 minutes. Restructure the entire systemic wicked problem of intractable conflict to a win-win solution, dash the entire Ryan White Care ACT policy adherence rules and reprimands for violations dash starting at the top and working down to each local service agency slash client interfaces and HIV doctor provider care for complete new understanding. See beyondintractability.org. Time to give up the hate and the old paradigms of thought that your observed bias of hate-based judgments consider that, the dirty, do not deserve access to care, link. County of Santa Clara v. HHS, and deserve to die. This is not right. On Friday, November 26, 2021 at 5:39 p.m. James Driscoll wrote, I am expecting an interface here dash I am expecting someone to realize what it is and who I am in all of this and help me provide and build a communication bridge, dash will anyone truly respond a response of responsibility? Dash. https://www.youtube.com/watch/v=l_npsfezspc and lc=yugikortybbsfppgx1xyn4abig. Comment applied to YouTube video. America dash horse with no name plus lyrics. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 0 seconds ago. I have a breakthrough and even though I am in tears trying to get my communications across to every aspect of my life, I am dismissed at every aspect that humans will give no love. This is unimaginable that I can be a targeted individual of gangstalking for more than 16 years and it takes actual society's scientific presence to public research findings in the crossover to be able to get understood. Still, no confirmation that I can maintain a connection bridge. https://www.nabi.nlm.ni/gov/pmc/article/pmc8569537/published online 2021 October 21st. doi:10.2196/30311pmcid, pmc85695537pmid, 34673523 social semiotics of gangstalking evidence videos on YouTube. Multimodal discourse analysis of a novel persecutory belief system monitoring editor. Gunther Eisenbach reviewed by Shahzad Ashraf Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, corresponding author number 1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, number 2 and Daniel Hunt, PhD number 3 conclusions our findings provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create a positive ambient affiliation with viewers. Vloggers use multimodal deixis to illustrate the salience of the belief system. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Image. JPEG. A horse with no name. Song by America. Lyrics. On the first part of the journey. I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rings. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz. And the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot, and the ground was dry. But the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert. On a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. 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 After 2 days in the desert sun. My skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun. I was looking at a river bed. And the story it told of a river that flowed. Made me sad to think it was dead. You see I've been through the desert. On a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. 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 After 9 days, I let the horse run free. Cause the desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rings. The ocean is a desert with its life underground. And a perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground. But the humans will give no love. You see, I've been through the desert. On a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la. 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 La, 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 la.
Source: Music's Match. Songwriters: Bunnell Dewey. A Horse with No Name. Lyrics: Copyright Warner/Apple Music LT. On Thursday, November 25, 2021 at 2:15 a.m. James Driscoll wrote. Image.png. Proof Item 1. Sulo-Digital Content Manager-Jun 2021-August 2021. She lied, lied, lied. In comparison, years later equals equals skipping many recycled dysfunction cycles time and time and time again. Proof Item 2. Continued detachment from ability to hold a patient to doctor conversation-conspiracy proven. As interfaced with Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken in November 2021, this is a patient engagement information sharing technology that is installed as a CRT/TV monitor viewable in the doctor's office waiting room. Thus activation upon me, as the patient. I noticed the message come across the screen, and wrote it down on paper. That becomes what is a standard of care quality pressing for the doctor to hold such a promise onto my meeting session. I had brought 2 printouts on paper of the NIH research findings on gang stalking, for which I suggested and requested that she entirely place these into her knowledge as extreme importance to understand the wholeness of the status of my life, dash a style not deserving of such a durations that are lockout of a patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken asserted correction. Patient point, an information technology company, serving needs of patients engagements for every point of care. Pointer broken engagement message, doctor wants to know the whole you. Hashtag huge fail. If you posting research paper relates that gang stalking is still not verified as genuine. These examples and there is a lot more. Can and should be analyzed. Persons involved took to hold to a truth-bearing honest investigation with law enforcement, replacement agents from the ongoing exposed trueness of police gangs, activity that is now finally given some notice. Decades these hate motives in law enforcement and the FBI and DOJ, and DHS has all just let it sing a song of dance. A killing machine of police hate infected policy. Image.png. Document details. 50 years of deputy gangs in the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Published on January 5, 2021. The Center for Juvenile Law and Policy, CJLP, is a free legal clinic at Loyola Law School that trains law students to holistically represent at-risk youth in delinquency proceedings. Many of the teens whom we represent are gang-involved and have been charged with gang enhancements. They sometimes tell us that the sheriff's deputies who arrested them are gang members themselves. There may be some truth to these claims. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, LASD, has a long history of deputies forming secret subgroups at stations in minority communities. Some of these subgroups have tattoos, hand signals, and rituals that are similar to a criminal street gang. The concern is that these subgroups foster a culture that resists police reforms, such as community policing and constitutional policing, by encouraging and even celebrating aggressive tactics and excessive use of force against minority communities. This report analyzes how LASD, deputy gangs, have negatively impacted policing in Los Angeles. LMU Loyola Law School. Are you with me or are you too running scared or how about really allied with the hate? I now will be logging into Zendesk to manage this ticket, if the same, Zendesk allows adding new contacts points into this conversation. As I would try before, such invitations would be ignored. But if you really are here wiser to know, we acknowledge this truth and proceed with the right and moral thing to do. Do you have questions for me? Can I please have the attention of this Zendesk ticket content? Your meet-the-team page is missing a role. https://www.merpublications.com/meet-the-team. No person is dedicated to peace and reconciliation. Valid image URL. http://merpublications. Director of Operations - Richard Asanto. Information Security Analyst - Francina Port. Fuckedup Human.net / yhater / gr underscore, underscore urgent, underscore. Dash underscore SBCOUNTYHS underscore dash underscore citizen underscore demands underscore a underscore voice underscore of underscore community underscore affairs underscore discussion underscore forum underscore dash underscore topics underscore dash underscore percent 23 stop gang stalking underscore dash underscore percent 23 HIV untreatable dot png image dot png QR link https://garco.dev/bbmod9. Please find this as a high need to pass through and invite the named team individuals to find first the barriers that are set up placed and force attacking targeted individuals of gang stalking. We must smash this intentional and artificially suspending wall, dash however that must be imposed onto our society large. Richard D. Santo, Director of Operations. The future of publishing is in the hands of innovators. Forging new, sustainable ways of publishing while ensuring the integrity and accessibility of meaningful content has been the focus of my career to date, and I am excited to be a part of JMIR's innovative ethos with a view to increasing our impact while better serving the needs of the scientific community and the public at large. Francine Port, Information Security Analyst. I'm passionate about ensuring the security of the people, processes and technology involved in knowledge sharing, and excited to be working in the field of science communication. Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Leonardo da Vinci. Dash. Technorealism. Meme 4.0, dash last item to be placed up, to upward place these onto the table discussion, can we proceed to figure out what can be done in all of these? The haters must be taken out and learn a lesson that reassigns them priority, to love them in priority, to keep them in priority, to turn their priority first to the truth then priority, into agents of peace. Link valid. http://merpublications. Director of Operations - Richard Asanto. Information Security Analyst - Francina Port. Awesome Chromobone Playroom.school - an adult consent thought and practices resource. Chromobone source African Adinkra dash meaning dash one bad makes all look bad or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed a warning symbol against deception and hypocrisy. All contents comply, / technorealism / meme 4.02. In this issue of meme, technorealism. Over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the bi-polar visions of cyber-utopianism and neo-letism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document which, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to technorealism. David S. Benaham, New York City, March 11, 1998. Principles of technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. A great misconception of our time is the idea that technologies are completely free of bias, that because they are inanimate artifacts, they don't promote certain kinds of behaviors over others. In truth, technologies come loaded with both intended and unintended social, political, and economic leanings. Every tool provides its users with a particular manner of seeing the world and specific ways of interacting with others. It is important for each of us to consider the biases of various technologies and to seek out those that reflect our values and aspirations. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communications tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. Contrary to some claims, cyberspace is not formally a place or jurisdiction separate from Earth. While governments should respect the rules and customs that have arisen in cyberspace, and should not stifle this new world with inefficient regulation or censorship, it is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. As the representative of the people and the guardian of democratic values, the state has the right and responsibility to help integrate cyberspace and conventional society. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. Competing software firms have little interest in preserving the open standards that are essential to a fully functioning interactive network. Markets encourage innovation, but they do not necessarily ensure the public interest. 4. Information is not knowledge. All around us, information is moving faster and becoming cheaper to acquire, and the benefits are manifest. That said, the proliferation of data is also a serious challenge, requiring new measures of human discipline and skepticism. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. The problems with America's public schools, disparate funding, social promotion, bloated class size, crumbling infrastructure, lack of standards, have almost nothing to do with technology. Consequently, no amount of technology will lead to the educational revolution prophesied by President Clinton and others. The art of teaching cannot be replicated by computers, the net, or by distance learning. These tools can, of course, augment an already high-quality educational experience. But to rely on them as any sort of panacea would be a costly mistake. 6. Information wants to be protected. It's true that cyberspace and other recent developments are challenging our copyright laws and frameworks for protecting intellectual property. The answer, though, is not to scrap existing statutes and principles. Instead, we must update old laws and interpretations so that information receives roughly the same protection it did in the context of old media. The goal is the same: to give authors sufficient control over their work so that they have an incentive to create, while maintaining the right of the public to make fair use of that information. In neither context does information want to be free. Rather, it needs to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves. The public should benefit from their use. The recent digital spectrum giveaway to broadcasters underscores the corrupt and inefficient misuse of public resources in the arena of technology. The citizenry should benefit and profit from the use of public frequencies, and should retain a portion of the spectrum for educational, cultural, and public access uses. We should demand more for private use of public property. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. Signed, in alphabetical order. On Wednesday, November 24, 2021 at 9:14 p.m. James Driscoll wrote. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Universal Declaration of Human Rights - The United Nations.